Yeah. are lucky, but this is Tommy Cake from Pemalang, Central Java. Tommy Cake comes from a mix of Arab and Japanese culture. It's made from flour, eggs, sugar, and fermented cassava or sake, giving it a unique taste, sweet, soft, and spicy. It looks like Japanese dorayaki or American pancake, but from here, it's denser and has a special flavor from fermented cassava. While dorayaki is filled with bright green taste and pancakes are served with syrup, tamyen can be enjoyed plain or with mandarin toppings.
I'm gonna make you mine.
despite improvements in society, women still face some challenges in pursuing their career in science, technology, and STEM. What are the challenges? Here's the opinion of Dr. Nur Aini Rahma Hanifa, researcher of Research Center for Geological Disaster, in VOI Talk on Women in Science, Breaking the Barrier.
There are, however, different views on the meaning of Likurai. According to a Belu customs and tradition speaker, it might be
which is interpreted as Tabarai. Following is his statement.
Kalau cecong dengan kura di Kalabura,
in Tetong, it is Lipurai. In Bunak, it is Tabarai. Tabarai dance was held when some warriors went to a tribal war to take home the enemy's hat.
Additionally, in Belu, the word Likurai consists of two syllables, namely Liku and Rai. Each has its own different meaning. Liku means to see or to serve, and Rai means land or earth, as stated by Pius Fahid as a cultural figure from Belu.
Kata Likurai sebenarnya mempunyai dua suku kata. The word Likurai has two syllables, namely Liku and Rai. It has its own different meaning. Liku means to see or to serve, and Rai means land or ground. So Likurai actually means to serve or refer to the earth.
Karena itu, kata Likurai sebenarnya dia bermaksud melayani.
Likurai dance was once a war dance performed to greet or meet the heroes returning from the battlefield with the head of the enemy beheaded as a proof of courage. Then the women, or feto, will welcome the heroes, or meo, with this Likurai dance and accompanied by some men, or mani, who dance, or haksoke, carrying a sword, as explained by Pius Fahid.
Tarian Likurai ini sebenarnya pada zaman dulu dijadikan sebagai satu tarian.
Likurai dance actually in the past was used to welcome the heroes and as a service. Basically, it is a dance that serves the land, for it is moon, but the land is the source of life for humans. Therefore, Likurai was performed to serve the land as a tribute. In its development, Likurai dance was also used as a welcome dance for heroes returning from the battlefield. The warriors brought back some super heads of the enemies from the battlefield as part of their victory. So after returning, the heroes were greeted with Likurai dance.
Dan setelah para pahlawan itu kembali, para pahlawan tersebut dicambuk dengan tarian Likurai tersebut.
Likurai dance is performed by a group of women while beating pihar or drums inserted in their armpits. The dance begins with the beating of the pihar by one of the dancers, followed by other dancers. When harmonious rhythm has been achieved, when they will start to move their bodies to the left and to the right, sometimes squatting in a specific formation. The male dancers will stomp with nails on their feet, holding up a sword. Then they begin reciting poems interspersed by war or victory shrieks. The beating of the pihar then is increasingly fast and hard, as well as the movements of the dancers. Sometimes the dancers will simultaneously stop moving, causing spontaneous silence. In general, this dance looks beautiful, energetic, and tends to evoke healing experience, especially if imagining the human heads, which start to move about between the legs of the dancers' feet.
Likurai dance has a unique characteristic. In most other dances, the dancers are separated from the musicians. So while the musicians are playing the musical instruments, elsewhere, the dancers are on the stage or at a preferred place, while Likurai is unique for the fact that a dancer at the same time also becomes a musician.
Keunikan bahwa seorang penari Likurai selain menjadi penari, dia sekaligus menjadi pemusik.
Similarly, it was also expressed by John Apiluan, an observer of culture. According to him, Likurai is unique.
Likurai adalah musik yang unik.
Likurai musical instrument is unique. If in Belu, Likurai is struck by a woman while dancing, well, this is totally unique.
Likurai
itu, the unique characteristic of Likurai dance compared to other dances is that a Likurai musician and dancer can perform solo. In most dances, the music is played by others, dances by others. Likurai music and dance is simultaneously performed by a solo dancer, and it means two artistic activities carried out by one person.
Likurai remains the conqueror of war until now. Likurai, when performed in religious ceremony, shows that the faithful should become a hero who defeats evil. Likurai, when danced to welcome government officials, community leaders, or important visitors, show that the guests deserve respect and inspire the guests to become a hero who is ready to defend and work for the progress of the independent Belu people. While Likurai performed in a Thanksgiving event or a celebration shows that we should be grateful to the Almighty. Tens or even hundreds of women get together in Bihar language. Bihar generates sounds that evoke joy, admiration, and pride while creating a sacred atmosphere. The men who are ready to dance along will look so mighty. It could be said that Likurai is a heroic dance, which essentially contains elements of violent warfare, as well as gratitude for the success, prosperity, and the pride of Belu people.
Indonesia.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its scenery, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you aspiring to guests, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely sate kelapa. As one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta, sate kelapa is a long sate dish originating from Plaret Sate Street in Bangka Regency, Yogyakarta. This sate is quite different from other sates, because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other sates use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this sate uses more salt, some people call it sate uya, which means salt sate.
From Indonesia to the world, listener. Next, we present a song from Ternate of Maluku titled "Nyong Manis." Nyong Manis was created by Pretty Spots. The lyrics tell us about a woman who falls in love with a man who has a sweet smile and a thin mustache. The girl prays to God if the man does not have a partner, she is destined to be with him. Day and night, she always remembers the man. However, if it turns out that the man already has a partner, the feeling of love will be kept in the heart. Okay, listener.